Today's listener essay is by Jeannie Hunter.
I've had a few heroes in my time. Right at the top of the list is a man whose untimely death cut short a life of such humane and worthy projects that the world is a much poorer place without him. His name is Roger Karras, a writer and broadcaster whose passionate interest lay in the welfare of animals. For many years, he headed up a department at ABC Television, producing and commentating on his subjects, animals and the environment. He was on the Evening News, Nighttime Report, and 2020. He also wrote a raft of books about animals. I have several which I cherish, and I first became friends with Roger and his wife Jill when they lived in Queens, and I lived in Manhattan. He organized a trip to Israel with my husband Steve Elliott and another friend Julian Koenig, who was in the advertising industry, then in its Mad Men prime. Together with Defense Minister Moshe Dayan, established the first National Conservation Society there, one of its first aims being to prevent rich Jordanians from riding their caparison jeeps across the desert border for the wanton sport of machine-gunning rare and endangered antelopes, known as Arabian oryx. Jill persuaded me to attend a series of lectures at the Bronx Zoo, and we spent each lunch hour there between talks, watching with fascination the play and social habits of a large group of macaque monkeys. The Karrases had a house in the Hamptons, and one day I got a laughing call from Jill to say that Roger had ordered thousands of ladybugs as a garden pest control, and they had escaped their boxes at the post office and caused mayhem. Roger took a shovel and scooped up most of them to distribute around their garden, and their house in Cold Spring had an entire wall glassed in to contain a collection of birds, beautiful living and chirping wallpaper. He also kept a pet tarantula in his desk, shown only to privileged and calm visitors. Roger was instrumental in the changes to Central Park Zoo when the animals were removed from hot and cramped cages to modern facilities at the Bronx Zoo. The old area was redesigned as a friendly habitat for a whole different series of animal-friendly exhibits. He became the president of the ASPCA, and soon after this I was driving to Key West along the Ocean Road when I stopped at a lunch cafe and found a large honey bear out in the sun in a tiny cage without water and obviously suffering. A mindless tourist attraction. I telephoned to Roger and told him of its plight, and that same day he had a rescuer fly down from the zoo in Washington, D.C., carrying a warrant to remove the animal back to the zoo. While presiding over the ASPCA from their offices in Upper Manhattan, Roger formed a veritable army to track down cockfight venues, arrest the owners, and rescue the birds. He waged war on puppy mills, investigating sources and finding the breeders, tried to get rodeos banned as extremely cruel to horses. Those bucking broncos are driven into a frenzy of pain and panic by a cruel strap tightly wound around their genitals, sometimes with nails inserted. Most of the wildly enthusiastic crowds may not realize this abuse is what makes the horses buck and rear, but the strap can be easily detected. He was on the board of Disney World, and it was during a board meeting cruising the Caribbean that he suffered a mild heart attack. Rushed by helicopter to a nearby island, he was overly medicated in a tiny clinic, making his condition far more worse, and when taken from there to a mainland hospital, he died soon after, a terrible and shocking loss for his family and many friends. Until his death, his was the recognizable and informed voice of the Westminster Dog Show, a ritual he enjoyed for years. So popular was he in that role that after his death, the organizers found a commentator with almost the exact same voice and delivery, most disconcerting to those of us who knew him and loved him. A phrase from one of his many books about dogs has found its way into the lexicon of dog lovers and is frequently quoted. It is, "Dogs are not our whole life, but they make our lives whole." I miss Roger to this day and really enjoy visiting the bucolic farm in Maryland, where Jill is to be found nurturing horses, donkeys, many cats and dogs, two llamas and geese. While Roger headed the ASPCA, he would arrive home unexpectedly with rescued animals, such as abandoned greyhounds, donkeys, and one large black Angus steer he named Steakums. All were enfolded into the life of the farm, and Roger's writing studio contained his other deep pursuit, a huge collection of Abraham Lincoln lore. Larger than life by far, his personality was warm, compassionate, and funny. Were he still with us, who knows what he might have achieved in the advance of his projects. I am sure, for instance, that with his outrage at any and all examples of cruelty, bucking bronco rodeos would be a thing of the past by now.
Jeannie Hunter lives in Catskill, New York. To hear this or any roundtable segment again, visit WAMC.org.